getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for yet another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you from wherever it's coming to you from. Well, it's coming to you from our little studio here in northern Minnesota and blasting all over the world. That's what I say because we got a bunch of radio stations, but we got a lot of them streaming too, which means you could basically hear the Oompa Hour just about any place in the entire world. Maybe into outer space. I really don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm in outer space. Anyway, glad you're along for another show. Let's just get it rolling. It's the Dance With Me Polka. Here's Milan Rakanovic and the orchestra. The Dance With Me Polka gets things started this week on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Everything you hear on the show comes from records. Yep, it's all we play, actual phonograph records here on the show. If you're a regular listener, of course, you already know that. But just in case you hear something scratchy or fuzzy or, heaven forbid, a record skips and you're like, what the heck is he doing? It's because we're playing real records here on the show. I don't know why. It gives you that analog experience, even though you're probably getting it digital somewhere out of a computer and a radio station or an online thing or who knows, but they're starting out analog anyway here in the studio. So there you have it. Beautiful week ahead here in northern Minnesota. Looking pretty good. I hope it's looking good where you're at. They're talking a lot of sunshine here, and we're even looking at 70s, maybe near 80 degrees over the next few days. So we'll see if that all works out or not. Kind of weird for this time of the year as we go rolling into October here already. Holy cow! I had the survey of the most requested Halloween candies. Did I read that to you last week? I don't remember. Something's kind of telling me maybe I did. If not, we'll revisit that coming up here in a little bit. Right now, Ray Henry and the orchestra. It's the Ballroom Polka. ¶¶ Oh, there you go. There's definitely an A for energy in that one, huh? Ray Henry and the orchestra and the ballroom polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show as we prepare for Halloween coming up here in a couple of weeks. Man, we got to get geared up for that. I was trying to look and see where I put that. I have a list of most requested Halloween candy. Every year they put out a survey, and they survey the kids and ask them what they want most. And I remember what's number one, but I got to find the list so I can read that to you. While I work on that, though, I've got the Jolly Fishermen here on turntable number two, and they're going to do the Musicians Come and Play Polka. Again, A for energy there with all the whooping going on. I like that one. Jolly Fisherman, the Musicians. Come and play polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Before we get any further, want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, of course, where you can see like around 4,000 accordions on display. That's why it's the World of Accordions. I mean, can you even imagine? It's in Superior, Wisconsin, and still a lot of nice weather up here in the North Country for the next few weeks. Some beautiful fall colors, beautiful drive up the north shore of Lake Superior, which starts out in Duluth Superior and heads north up Highway 61. You'll love the scenery, and I'm pretty sure that you will love the World of Accordions Museum as well. They have other things, research materials, if you're working on any kind of a report or research about the musicians, the instruments, the history, the people, the cultures. Wow, they can help you out there, too, with a lot of information. They have the Accordion Repair and Technicians School as well. Beautiful concert hall. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All the information right there on the website. A lot of pictures from inside the museum and stuff like that. You kind of get a feel for it. And maybe you're not going to make it this season. Maybe next year, plan a trip. Bring a crowd. Bring the family. Get a bus. I don't know. You know, they do, like bus tours and stuff like that. Check them out. Get in touch with them. You can email worldofaccordions.org is where you start for all the info. All right. I played these guys last week, I believe, on the show. I'd never heard of this band before. Found the record in a box of records out in the garage. And I was like, it's the Dave Ziola's South O Show is what it says. The O is in quotation marks. And I've heard this song by other people. Can't remember who offhand. It's the Sweet Bippy Polka. Remember, like from Rowena Martin's Laugh-In?
talking. Look her over, oh my golly, she's got dimples on her jolly bun. You should see her bippy. Look her over, oh my golly, she's got dimples on her jolly bun. You should see.
There, 3 cheers for Skippy's Bippy. Ah, why not, huh? Dave Zeola's South O Show, it says on the record last week, first time they were on the show. Never heard of them till I found this record buried in a box of records out in the garage. This is, it's even got the previous owner's name written on the record, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. But I'm going to set that record aside because there's a lot of good songs on there. Maybe we'll grab that one again since they haven't been on the show before. We'll keep it handy here. I found my list. I knew it was somewhere in here in these news clippings and things that I've been hanging on to, and I know Halloween is coming up, and I don't know where how it is where you live. We kind of don't get very many trick-or-treaters, but we're in a really tiny town on a street that kind of ends nowhere. And, yeah, so it's just, it's sad. But then there's a lot of trunk or treats and things the kids go to. But if you're one of those people in charge of candy, they do this survey every year. It's called the Great Halloween Candy Survey. I have the 2024 edition in front of me, and I have the top five candies that the kids prefer, all right? So if you want to impress the kids in the neighborhood, if you don't want to, just ignore me and tell them they got to take whatever. But here we go. We'll go to number five to number one. How's that? We'll build up the suspense. Coming in at number five on the Halloween Candy Survey of 2024, number five, it's Sour Patch Kids tied with Skittles. All right, now here's the deal. I've had Skittles. They're horrible. You can actually feel your teeth rotting while you eat them. That's my take on Skittles, all right? Sour Patch Kids, yeah, I don't like sour, really. My grandson kind of likes that sour stuff, though. Coming in at number four, good old M&M's. Can't miss with M&M's. And, of course, you have your choice of plain or peanut and a lot of weird variations. But M&M's at number four. Number three is easy, Kit Kats. Can't miss. You know, Kit Kats used to run the commercial where they showed that, you know, because they're, you know, four in a thing and they're hooked together and you could snap them apart. And my grandson had seen that commercial. He's eight now, but when he was like two or three, he'd seen that commercial. And every now and then, he'd have Kit Kats, and he would always break them in half on the line, and he'd share them with Grandpa, because he'd tell me, he says, they come apart so you can share, Grandpa. So I always got one side of his Kit Kats. Number three is Kit Kats. At number two, the ever-popular Snickers. And the number one candy that kids prefer this year on the Halloween candy survey is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And where I come from, that's good because they're good for you. They got real peanut butter in them, which does have some protein. And you know there's no protein in a Kit Kat or a Sour Patch Kid. So get in the nutritious one. The number one candy requested by kids for Halloween this year, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That according to what they're calling the Great Halloween Candy Survey of 2024. So there you go. Useful information on the Oompa Hour. And that doesn't happen very often. Now this next record is Lil Wally record. It's got the Krakow Polka on one side, which he sings in Polish. I don't understand more than about four words in Polish. The other side of the record is called Meow, Meow, Meow. Obviously, he's singing in cat. And I understand more cat than I do Polish, sadly. So I'm playing the Meow, Meow, Meow side. And the record says it's Lil Wally with, You ready for this? America's greatest polka band.
Miau, 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 kotki śpiewają. Miau, 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 dobrze się mają, bo dosyć się napoili, ogonki stoją. Polka, ginger, tiger, buzi, tył, tak się nie boją. Miau, 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 tak w trawie leżą. Miau, 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 biedy nie wiedzą. Jeden, drugi, trzeci, czwarty ładnie się bawią. Miau, 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 razy śpiewają. Miau, 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 here's a quartet now. That's our kittens when they're sitting, they don't sing bow bow. Miau, 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 this is what I hear. From our forecast, polka, tiger, bushy tail, ginger.
What a lovely sound!
Well, it's a good thing our cat's not in the studio. She'd probably be going crazy. Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band. That's what it says right on the record there. And Meow, Meow, Meow is the name of the song. I'm sure the cat could translate that title into English for me if I asked her. But she's busy taking a nap anyway. So let us press on. Do you think we can handle having two waltzes in the show this week? Because I got a couple of them here. And they're records that don't get played very often. So I want to get them into the show this week. But I don't normally do two waltzes, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with having two waltzes in the show. So if you want a waltz, you can waltz right now because I'm going to play a waltz and then I'm going to do another one here in about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. So you'll have another opportunity to waltz. So if you're trying to talk your partner into a quick little dance and you're not succeeding, we'll have another waltz coming around in a few minutes and you can try again. But anyway, in the meantime, this is Chet Zablocki and the Commander's Orchestra. Here's Blue Eyes.
Stayed awake last night and thought of you, sweetheart. Of the days when we first met, I hope we'll never part. Please say I'll always be the only one you love. Don't ever leave, sweetheart, 'cause you might break my heart. You have been my baby blue eyes since the day we met. Somehow it seems I just can't make myself forget. I've loved you so long, blue eyes, now I must confess, I'll never rest unless blue eyes will answer yes. been my baby blue I since the day we met. Somehow it seems I just can't make myself forget. I've loved you so long, blue eyes, now I must confess I'll never rest unless blue eyes will answer yes. There
you have it there, Blue Eyes. Chet Zablocki and the Commander's Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, I think, actually, that's the only record I have by them, as a matter of fact. So there you have it here on the Oompa Hour. We'll have another waltz later on in the show, so dancers, be prepared. Also coming up, we'll have our official 78 RPM record of the week. It's sitting right over there. It's by the Pine Toppers. So stand by for that coming up here in a little bit as well. Right now, let's do one everybody knows. Sometimes I shy away from the really common records that sold a million copies because everybody knows them and you heard them a million times. But sometimes they're just darn fun. Here's Mr. Yankovic. I think you already know what this is.
So pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money, you laughed and called me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because.
Frank Yankovic, of course, and Just Because here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, rolling right along here for another week. Glad you're along for another show. What are we going to do here? Oh, we got to do that, then we got to do that. There's a lot of things we got to get to here. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing simply because I'm working on the 78 of the week. I got an extra waltz coming up. I got a lot of stuff going on. Right now, though, it's Gil Steele's Concertina Band and the Prune Dumpling Polka. Thank you. There you have it, Gil Steele's band there. That's the Prune Dumpling Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Back every week, same place, same time, wherever you happen to be listening to us right now. Don't forget, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, I say the same thing every week, don't I? Or you just want to, you know, swap recipes or whatever, there's a million ways you can get a message to Oompa Hour World Headquarters. You can use a phone, a dial phone, a text phone, a flip phone, a regular phone, whatever kind of phone you have. You can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't work for you, you can also text to that very same number, 218-259-2985. You may also send an email, oompahour@aol.com. That's easy, oompahour, all one word. OompaHour@AOL.com. And also on the Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour will get you in touch as well. Now, this next record, I think, I don't know, might be too politically incorrect to play these days, but I'm going to play it anyway because I like living on the edge. I don't know. But normally, this was a big hit for Arthur Godfrey way back in, what, like 1948 or something like that? It was a very popular record. A million different people recorded it. You may remember a record label back in the 50s called Royal Records, and they were kind of a discount record label. You could get a 10-inch LP, you know, for like 98 cents instead of like $2.98 or whatever, and they put out a bunch of discount 45s as well. This is one of those. Slim Bryant made a bunch of records with Royal Record Company, a lot of old-time records. I am doing the Too Fat Polka. This record is on beautiful, glorious, red, translucent vinyl even. It looks very sparkly and colorful when you hold it up to the window. But anyway, it's a pretty good version of a song. There's the Too Fat Polka, Slim Bryant here on the Oompa Hour.
Oh, here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sing the tune.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numb, oh, when I'm dancing with my chum, chum, jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. Oh,
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
Just right for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me.
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's just right for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat.
There you have it, Slim Bryant there, one of those discount records back in the 50s. That obviously is the Too Fat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back again for another week. Let's go to Eddie Zima and the orchestra. It's the Godfather's Polka.
Thank you.
Zima and the band there. That's the Godfather's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show broadcast around the world and even into outer space. I don't know, but anyway, sounds kind of impressive, doesn't it? All right, we have to do this one, probably one of the most requested and talked about songs that we play on the show, which apparently it's hard to find this song other places. I have played this before, and I've got emails and calls from people that are trying to find a copy of this song because they talked to their friends and stuff. They're like, that doesn't even exist. There's no such song like that. And a guy even called up, and he said that he had called the guy at a polka radio station. They said, ah, there's no song about that. And he said, no, I heard it, I'm sure. And I was able to set him straight. The Musicales did the, it's like the answer song to their, you know, no beer, there's no beer in heaven. In heaven, there is no beer. Well, apparently these guys found the beer because this is the Beer in Heaven polka. Here are the Musicales.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
There you go, the Musicales. See, there is heaven in beer. We got proof in the song right there here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, one of the things we do here in the Oompa Hour, every week we always play at least one shellac record, 178, from back before they started making vinyl records. And I have one for us. Now, see, they were singing that they found some beer in heaven as the answer song to In Heaven There Is No Beer. Well, these guys apparently have access to cherry beer because this is the Cherry Beer Polka. Now, unfortunately, this is an instrumental, so they're not doing any singing about the cherry beer. But nonetheless, it's a good dancing tune from the Pine Toppers on a genuine choral 78 RPM record. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know. That's my official saying. And then after that, we're going to do another waltz. So waltzers, stand by. Right now, here's our 78 of the week. Here are the Pine Toppers and the Cherry Beer Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. Good sounding 78 right there. That's the Pine Toppers and the Cherry Beer Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, the time is flying by. I told you we'd get an extra waltz into the show, and the opportunity is right now. So if you're thinking, darn, we didn't dance. Me and my sweetie didn't get it together on that waltz you played about 15, 20 minutes ago. Let's have another chance. I got Fritz Bechtel and his orchestra right here on turntable number 2, and they are ready to go. I told you this was coming up, so by now you've already moved all the furniture out of the way, and you got plenty of room to dance. Here's Fritz and the band, and the prettiest girl in Idaho.
The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. No wonder I learned to love her so, love her so, love her so. No wonder I learned to love her so. She's pretty as she can be. Ruby lips and golden hair, eyes of blue, skin so fair. She's a girl beyond compare. That's easy to see. The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. Girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me.
There you go, Fritz Bechtel there, apparently as thing for the prettiest girl in Idaho. All I know about Idaho is that's where the French fries come from, right? Grow a lot of potatoes out there, a lot of taters. Anyway, there you have it, another waltz for you here in the show this week on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Next record coming up, kind of a weird one. Stand by, it's on the way next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Now, I promised you this next record, kind of a weird one. It's called The Swedish Polka. It's by a guy named Ron Goodwin and his orchestra. It's on Capitol Records from the 50s, and it says it was recorded in England. So you got The Swedish Polka, recorded in England, and the record's on Capitol from here in the USA. Ron Goodwin and the orchestra. What's even weirder, I've listened to this, and I'm like, okay, I can imagine polka dancing to this one. But it's a little unusual because it's like a full orchestra switching off with a Dixieland band. It just seems weird to me, but I always keep it in the collection just because it says it's the Swedish polka. So somebody thought this was a valid polka record, and it's kind of a fun record anyway, so I'll let you guys figure it out. If you're dancing or you just want to listen to it, Ron Goodwin and the orchestra, this is the Swedish polka. No, for me, that'd be tough to dance to because it's just too much stuff going on. But that's the Swedish polka, Ron Goodwin and the orchestra. That's what it says anyway. I'm going to see if I can't cram a couple more tunes in here before we run out of time. Here's Alvin Stasinski. I know you all know this one.
My wife is really mad at me, hoppsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hoppsarena. The kids are walking without shoes, hoppsasa. I'm only drinking 100 proof, hoppsarena. And right away she hits the roof, hoppsasa. She hits the roof and screams like mad, hoppsarena. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, hoppsasa. Because I'm drinking with my pal, hoppsarena. My wife's exploding like a shell, hoppsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hoppsarena. Or I will hang you from a tree, hoppsasa. I have a rope around my neck, hoppsarena. And now my wife cashes the checks, hoppsasa. My drinking days forever gone, hoppsarena. And my dear wife is finally won, hoppsasa. Because I'm drinking with my pal, hoppsarena. My wife is really mad at me, hoppsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hoppsarena. The kids are walking without shoes, hoppsasa. I'm only drinking 100 proof, hoppsarena. And right away she hits the roof, hoppsasa. She hits the roof and screams like mad, hoppsarena. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, hopsasa, because I'm drinking with my pal, hopsarina. My wife's exploding like a shell, hopsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hopsarina, or I will hang you from a tree, hopsasa. I have a rope around my neck, hopsarina, and now my wife cashes the checks, hopsasa. My drinking days forever gone, hopsarina, and my dear wife is finally won, hopsasa.
Hopsadenya, there's Alan Stasinski here at Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We're going to squeak in one more. Yes, yes, we are, as it's just a short little quickie. Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerai Band. Yeah, it's Elsie's Hoolerai right here on Tim Zupa Hour. With Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerai Band closing things out this week on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Clock on the wall says time to go home. I don't know what time it is where you are right now, but I need to find myself some lunch. My stomach clock has just gone off. But have no fear, because I got another stack of records ready to go next week already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live in our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.